Let's revisit the example this section started with to see incremental overrides in action. The point of this override was to change the inclusion fraction of the AF.Y hazard. For context, the inclusion fraction is the fractional coverage of a county or zone with a hazard polygon which is needed to trigger that area's inclusion in the hazard, in this case the asphalt advisory. WarnGen focal points should recall similar parameters within the geospatial config file, and that it is common for offices to have individual preferences for these thresholds. Although we arbitrarily picked the AF.Y hazard at the start of the hazard types file, the methodology is identical for any hazard. The heart of this override is highlighted here, but why is it embedded in multiple layers of other code? Drawing from an important topic in the Python overview, the key to performing an incremental override is to know the namespace of what you want to edit. Recall that namespace is just a fancy way of expressing the address of the variable name, including the variables it's embedded in, all the way up the chain to the top of the file. We see here that the inclusion fraction was a key in the AF.Y dictionary, which itself was a key embedded in the hazard types dictionary. A valid override for inclusion fraction must reflect its position in skeletal form to properly distinguish it for our desired hazard, AF.Y, rather than any of the other hazards that also have a parameter with that name. A quick note about making additional overrides. To be clear, the namespace structure we see in the override is extended to include any other updates we need to make, not replicated. In other words, if we had to make an override to another AF.Y parameter, and even to another hazard, we build these in to the same namespace by extending it as needed, as opposed to replicating the structure for every variable.